You can finally exhale. I'm talking to those who watched yesterday's historic, gut-wrenching 4-hour and 57-minute men's final at Wimbledon.
And that's it. On a massive miss hit, Wimbledon number 5. For the Serbian superstar, what a treat.
And there you hear it come to a rather ignoble end. Roger Federer going for his 9th title, shanking a ball, kind of like I would, giving the win to Novak Djokovic. The longest Wimbledon singles final in history. It ended in a 5th set tiebreaker, the first of its kind at Wimbledon. ESPN commentator and member of the International Hall of Fame herself, Pam Shriver, was watching. Pam, back and forth they went, seesawing the lead. What did you think as you watched?
I knew I was watching tennis history because, you know, it's two of the big three in men's tennis right now, two of the three that sit highest in the total of major wins. You knew that if Federer could get to 21, he would distance himself a little bit more from Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic. But instead, Djokovic with a win gets closer within 2 of Rafa, within 4 of Federer, and of course, age is much more on Djokovic's side than either of the other two.
He's early 30s, Federer 37, oldest man. In fact, he was a point away from winning his 9th Wimbledon, would have been the oldest man to do that. Couldn't hold on. Djokovic said he felt he was the one on his back foot through this, and he just tried to stay strong enough to have that moment where he'd win. What do you think happened?
Well, I think that you could look at it and sort of say, well, Roger didn't play his best tennis during any of the 3 tiebreaks, which were crucial. I mean, all of Novak's set wins were decided with a tiebreak, and obviously the historic one was the one at 12-all. Very ironically, coming the year after the club decided to change the rules following last year's semifinal 26-24 win by Anderson over Isner that threw the entire final weekend schedule upside down, and also did not give Anderson a chance physically to recover for the final. So they decided to put, and no other singles match this year in either men's or women's draw reached 12-all. So for the first singles tiebreak to be the championship match was just stunning in itself. And then, of course, you brought up the match points that Federer had. Those 2 points he will regret for a long time. Because even as someone as great as Federer, he wasn't able to get a first serve in. His forehand did not have the same penetrating, punishing strikes that most of his forehands did the rest of the match. But that's what pressure does to you, even when you're greatest all time.
Yeah. Well, and as others have said, Federer was the most consistently brilliant and aggressive overall, you know, through the whole match. But in those moments, couldn't do it. Very, very briefly, there was a women's match, nearly the opposite of the men's. Quick, Simona Halep beat Serena Williams. Serena's been fighting off injuries. But just, you know, your brief thought on the women's side.
Well, Serena, it was opposite. Serena wasn't able to get close to her best game. You could tell from the first 2 games that she wasn't on. And Simona Halep played perhaps the greatest match she's ever played. She only made 3 unforced errors in a Wimbledon final on grass against Serena. You can't imagine that Halep could have played that well unless you saw it.
No. Pam Shriver, International Tennis Hall of Fame member herself, ESPN commentator, having flown back from London, maybe now you can get some rest. Pam, thank you.
Thank you.